Brother Paul played that, I was brought back to 2 years ago today. I was standing in front of the pulpit at Ridgewood, not behind it, but in front, June 30th, 2007. And there was a lovely young couple in front of me. And they had just been married. And they knelt at the on the step where the bride and groom kneel. And they had asked me to lead the prayer and invite the ministers that were present to gather around them and to pray for them. And so strongly did a prayer come into my heart, I wanted to pray it. But it was different. When you pray for a young couple, as far as I recall in my experience, you always include the, the outset of life together and bless their home and touch their lives and make them a blessing. There's a general set of things that you're supposed to pray. I had this prayer in my heart, Lord, let the beauty of Jesus shine through these two lives. And it just wouldn't go away. So I wanted to pray that for them. And as we stood before the Lord, the uncle, he was a pastor. He led out in prayer, and he prayed that prayer that every couple is supposed to have prayed over them. He went first, and he just prayed it so well with such an inspiration and unction. I said, okay, now I'm free. So I prayed my prayer that the beauty of Jesus would be seen in their lives, would be exhibited from day to day, right from the start, in their home, and to those on the outside, too. And what was interesting to me about that, I knew it came from the Lord. It was nothing that I would have thought of on my own to pray that particular prayer. At the reception, the groom was to say a few words. And he spoke in such a way that it just made me so happy. He talked about his mom, who had just died just over 2 weeks before. She had been so longing to live, to be at that wedding. She knew her days were numbered, and she didn't make it. But he talked, and not because I had prayed this way. He said, there's been a song in my heart, a prayer in my heart in these days, in connection with my mother's home going. She really showed forth the beauty of Jesus, and I want to show forth the beauty of Jesus. And he quoted this song, which we hadn't sung at the wedding. Let me show forth thy beauty, Jesus, like sunshine on the hills. Oh, let my lips pour forth thy sweetness in joyous sparkling rills. Yes, like a fountain. What's the next word? Precious Jesus, yes. Yes, like a fountain, precious Jesus. Make me and let me be, oh, keep me and use me daily, Jesus, for thee, for only thee. He said, I saw that in my mother's life, and I want that. It's my heart's desire on this day. Well, do you usually remember what the groom says at a reception? I don't, but I remember what happened. It's only 2 years, and it's really stuck with me. And I met him just the other day at your... Chris had a graduation party, and his uncle, Tim, was there, and I reminded him of that. And he said that was still in his heart. God had kept it there. Let me show forth thy beauty, Jesus, as I come closer to you, as you fill me with your spirit, as you take your rightful place on the throne of my heart. Blessed Holy Spirit, take control of me. May I yield my body, soul, and mind to thee, understanding of thy will, to me impart. May the love of Jesus reign within my heart. Let it flow. Let the light of God shine. Let the love of Jesus flow. Let the life of the Lord be manifested through me. Let me show forth thy beauty in all I do and all I say. Lord, you be glorified. So I was thinking of that today when Brother Paul played that song before meeting, June 30th. I'm quite sure it was June 30th. I'll have to give him a call. 2 years, that's a long time, isn't it? He's been married. And with that goal, it's true. That was my aunt, by the way, Aunt Mary Ann. Many of you knew her. And it was true about her life. And it has been an inspiration and an example to us. Over the many years that we knew her, and now, let me show forth thy beauty, Jesus. That's what I think of when I think of her, because of the testimony and the expressed desire of her son. Oh, may we all see the beauty of Jesus, and then, as we behold him, reflect that beauty more and more. Why not? That's his work within us. You can't make yourself beautiful like that. That's, what does that one verse say? All fairest beauty, heavenly and earthly, all fairest beauty is summed up in you, Lord Jesus. There's another verse that we don't have in English unless someone's translated it, and I don't know of it, from the German that speaks that way about the beauty of Jesus and fairest Lord Jesus and how he should be the dearest to our hearts. And I believe that he has won your heart. And I think that's why you came to Pilgrim Camp, because Jesus won your heart. And you want to love him more and know him better and be filled with him. Let me show forth thy beauty, Jesus.